Yeah, bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Cause, bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel, she put a foot to the pedal. Do you know what? That song just makes me feel things, you know.
What things?
I feel like a bad bitch, like about to cause some chaos and kill some hoes.
As you should. I enjoy...
I love Doja. I have a little thing for Doja. And I'm loving this whole little dark side, the whole Carrie devil child going on, the Illuminati princess. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I don't dislike Doja at all. I quite like her. Although I did work out over the weekend that like Doja Cat doesn't really have a party song. There's not a song you can put on for like at a big BPM and it just really hit it. And also she really wants this rollout to be controversial and it's just not.
Everyone was like, she sell her soul. And she's like, bitch, I don't care. She nicknamed herself Aluma Titties.
Yeah, but it's like she nicknamed herself that.
Let the girls nickname you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, whether she was sat in the meeting and then the management were like, look, the rollouts of the previous stuff, everyone really loved it. It's going really well, but we need to mix it up for this new batch. So we're going to go like demons and it's going to cause some chaos. And everyone's like, okay, girl, like, we don't care. Because no one's genuinely thinking. Like, no. The reason why the Christians get on Beyonce is because Beyonce always been nice and successful. And they're just like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But Doja's always been a bit weird. So the Christians weren't really seeing it for her anyway. Mm-mm. So they ain't going to come through with the Illuminati, the demons Mm-mm. that Mm-mm. they're really trying Mm-mm. to get onto. It's just not going to happen for you, girl. So
yeah,
good for you.
We like what you're doing.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
I'm here for the demon thing.
Yeah, you ain't going to get no headlines about Doja Cat is Mm-mm. being accused to be a part of a cult. Because you're already showing feet.
Yeah.
What are we meant to do?
Girl, not even that. Girl, like Ozzy Osbourne both bit a fucking bat back in the day. Like, what are you going to do? Fucking drink goat's milk live?
Ozzy Osbourne didn't mean to.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know he didn't mean to bite the head of a bat? He thought it was fake and like a fan. So a fan threw it on stage and he thought it was fake. So he went to bite it. Bit the head off and then blood came out. And he was like, oh. And then they stopped the show and he had to go straight to hospital. Everyone's like, oh yeah, rock and roll, he bites the head off bats. And no, he doesn't. He thought it was fake. And he was just doing the thing. And he was like, yo. And he was like, these people are fucking weird. Why would you throw a dead bat on the stage at me? I was like, See, and that's why people were like, oh my God, he's demonic. He bites bats. So no, he doesn't. He just doesn't. He did it once thinking it was fake. And now he's in hospital.
Oh God. And there you go. Well, welcome. It is a happy Thursday.
Now, ma'am, what are you doing?
Oh, what's going on here? Not the cat and episode as usual.
My child is eating a moth.
Love that for her. She's a herbivore today.
She has a full moth in her mouth.
Love that for her.
I'm going to just leave her to that.
And you know, Daniel, are you really saying to the listeners you don't feed your child? Is this the call for social services?
She got fed twice today, okay? Ooh, and now she still want to eat some moths. Twice
today.
You acted like I don't feed you.
She said, I want listeners to know that I am being malnutritioned over here.
She's put half the moth down and she's just looking at me.
Listen. Your cat don't get on outside. She's not an outside cat. So she's just using her animal instinct in the house, which is the right thing to do.
Yeah, but why moth? That can't taste nice. That got to be dusty.
Well, carnivore herbivore. She's gaining nutrients, okay? She's gaining nutrients, Miss Thing.
Moths can't be high in vitamins.
Oh, hell no. You girl, I'm scared of moths, by the way. Do you know I once got a rash from a moth? Because you know when they leave that little pollen behind? I got a rash from that once when I was a child, you know?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm getting rashes from it now.
Yeah, it's a bit...
Because there'd be moths everywhere in this room. And I'd just be coming out in these weird red spots.
Yeah, it might be moths, so just keep it in Christmas. But anyway, welcome to the podcast on a Thursday. Let me tell you why you're getting it late. It's the end of summer.
It is the end of summer.
It is the end of summer. And just like how the summer took long to get here, you'll get an episode long later in the week. It's fine. No one died. You're here. You're listening. You're welcome.
Yeah, you are welcome.
Because you still got an episode. Welcome to the Law Brown Gaze, live on a Thursday, giving you what you want on the last day of August, which is mental. Like, that's it. That's it. Your summer is gone.
Can we take some time to just to think about this summer and talk about it?
Summer? Which one? It made it 2 days of 2 hours of sun.
We'll get on to the weather, okay? Because I want to set out a little timeline for people. I need people to understand that summer officially runs from the weekend of my birthday to Manchester Pride.
Correct.
Everyone knows if you run in the circles with me and Nick, that is summer, okay?
Yeah.
It's usually the second weekend of May, not the first one, not that first bank holiday weekend. She can get fucked, okay? Mm. She ruins my planning schedule. But anyway, second weekend of May to the last weekend of August. Why did we get 3 weeks of good weather within that whole period? Where was it? Why was it not giving what is meant to have been gave? On it. I need to know.
I don't know. I really don't know, Dan. Because I even like the only thing I think we had good weather this year was Hoopla. What I could think about logically here.
Hoopla was a moment. Hoopla was gorgeous. It was beautiful on both days. It had really good weather. The girls went up. We had a great time.
Yeah.
We really did enjoy a little bit of my Hoopla. So.
I have to call out the government real quick. And when I mean government, I'm talking about the people who work with the train services. Baby, how are you going to be homophobic every fucking time we had a pride or anything that the facts were involved in? There was a train strike every fucking time.
Yeah.
Birmingham Pride, Manchester Pride, Brighton Pride.
Yeah.
Just say don't like the packets and go.
Yeah.
Just say don't like us.
And once again, I'm not blaming the working class people who are striking for better conditions. Okay. No. I'm blaming the bosses who won't get around that table and understand that we sisters of Dorothy need to get to our fucking towns to party in the street. Okay. And you're holding us back from that.
The baguettes suffered this year. The baguettes suffered this year.
I do think that, maybe not Manchester, because I know the Manchester girlies like it when everyone comes visiting because they get some fresh meat. And I definitely know that the Manchester girlies, they've got their ones, okay? They've got their ones they know are coming up each year. And they're like, so Friday night, you're going to come over, we're going to keep it cute.
I'm going to tell you this, Dan. I ate good this Pride. That's all I'm going to say.
Sure you did.
I ate well. You can't see me right now, but I am glowing. I ate well. I got my calories counted for, and I did well.
See, now I know that to be true. Now, let me tell you how it's different. Like Birmingham Pride hasn't really got an identity yet, right? No one really knows what she is. She's like,
but it's fun.
She's a good time. She would say, she's the pride for bastards. She's like, she's a bit messy. She's early on. She's got another moth. Wow. I'm going to leave it to it. She's early on, so she's fine. You know the girls who were happy there was a train strike? Which Pride was happy? Brighton.
Brighton Pride.
Let me tell you why. Because Brighton girls hate when London girls come down. They cannot stand.
Really?
They cannot stand that we descend like locusts onto that little tiny little town. We descend on the way and we take over everything. We make it ours.
In my head. I'm getting, whenever that happens, I'm getting Mean Girls cafeteria vibe.
Absolutely that. And the Brighton girls, because you know they're queer down there.
They're queer.
And they be waiting to have their pride. And then they're just like, you gays coming down on your trains and get it sorted. I mean, God bless the people who went to Brighton Pride. I saw his Black Eyed Peas headline and I was like, go, you can see me next year.
Without Fergie, it's a no from me.
You can absolutely see me next year. Like, what are we doing? Yeah, why is Will I Am here?
You know what I mean? No.
But everyone, stop booking men for prides, okay? Just flat out stop it. Tom Aspel, you can book, okay? Because he's one of the girls. If one of you wants to have the budget for Troye Sivan, I'm sure that little twink would love to do a pride. But we always know the LGBTQIA community wants a pop girly. Why are you not giving us a pop girly?
I know.
Just no black. No.
Is right there. Charlie XCX is right there.
Let me tell you something about Charlie XCX. Why is she still driving? This woman has released Leave 6 months, 7 songs about being in a car and it being some kind of issue. Either she's speeding or she's crashing. Someone take her license.
Let's ride.
This is how we know Charlie XCX is a gay man, because we can't drive. And that girl, most of her, you know how I read Flo, because most of their songs are about like gross men shit. I appreciate that most of Charlie XCX songs are about attempting to drive to a location or something, but please take her license away.
I know. She fucking made money off an album called Crash, for God's sake.
Yeah. I know on the whatever. Oh God, I'm so gay. I don't even the parts of the car. What's the bit on the front that has the engine in it?
The bonnet.
The bonnet. That's the one. Yeah. Thank you, girl. Yeah. She on the bonnet of that car. And I know that was her own car. She didn't get hit by that car. She was driving, smashed into something else, and then was like, ooh, cute picture opportunity. Let me crawl through the front, get all bloody and get up on this car. Charlie XCX, stop driving. You got enough money now. Take some Ubers, please.
It's the bus of running.
Honestly, on the days there aren't train strikes, please take a train. Just do not let this woman.
Or drive the girl. Yeah. Or take the Uber with the girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Car hop.
You can't get in a tour bus. You can rent a little minivan.
You got money.
No, you still got to keep driving.
And crushing.
And crushing. And being featured on Pink albums about, and your song is Speed Drive. And we're like, girl, no. Just put her in prison, actually. Because I know she's got unpaid parking tickets. I know she's got speeding fines that she hasn't paid. Put her, Charlie XCX needs a smooth 6 months away. And I'm saying it now. I'm telling the government. Theresa May, I don't know what you're in charge of anymore. You might be in charge of transport. You might be doing the cars. Look into it, please.
Not this. Right. I need to give you the lowdown on my Manchester Pride real quick. Because we haven't talked about it, but let me get into it. I'm going to say this very loudly, and I know I can say this because I live here. This Pride wasn't for me.
Tell me why.
It didn't hit like it used to. I think, one, the rain. Oof, the rain. The rain. Oh, baby. Yeah. Dan, I didn't take one cute picture because I was soaked. Not one picture. And my hair wet? You know how the girl with the curly curls, when that rain hits, wet dog. It's a mess. No amount of fucking hairspray could hold that up. Anyway, the music was very redlining everywhere. And for a DJ, I noticed, because it was just like, oh, this is awful. And I feel like I appreciate it. However, I have to say the bars that I got into at Pride was giving, it just feel like a lost episode of Black Mirror, the pantomime series. It felt a lot like that. And I was like, this is like, apart from like going to Swagger and like the Black events, that was great. Give it up for Stacey and the Black girls and Kyle and them holding it down for Swagger. That really, you know, really brought the energy. Girl, how were the only space in those 4 days of Manchester Pride that played Beyonce? How is that physically possible? But you know, this is Manchester.
Yeah, and I know the girls are slightly moving on from Renaissance, but I'm not ready.
No.
So I need you to fix up, look sharp.
So luckily me and Soraya, who had to do a back-to-back on Saturday night, we had to, you know, we brought a whole Beyonce playlist and brought the girls into the club.
Yeah.
That, you know, I had to do. And someone turned to me and was like, you really should DJ more nights in Manchester, Nick, because there's hardly any black DJs playing these kind of music. And yes, it is true. Don't get me wrong. I love a bit of ounce ounce. You know me. I'm a DJ. I love a good, like, if you know me from day, I love emo stuff. I love any kind of music. I love ounce ounce. I do not care. However, when it's Pride, you need to give me what the gays are built on. We live for R&B, blood, sweat, and tears of it. Give me some.
Yeah. Make it work.
For give God's
me,
sake.
Let me catch a wine. Give me let me do time. Something. I got boys in here that I need to press up against, and you are not giving it to me.
I heard Brock Ritter back once in 4 days. Once.
And it's a shame because there's also Carnival weekend. So
bury that.
There are some of us who will no longer go to Carnival. I am one of them. And if you saw some of the videos from Carnival, you will understand, because these children are reckless. Like, why are you bringing a machete to Carnival? It's meant to be good vibes. But anyway, we ain't talking about Carnival. Yeah, so I need a little bit of extra or something.
I need something. I need a bit of spice.
Girl, if you could go to the Mighty Hoopla Weekender in January, which is the campest pile of shite I have ever been to and will continue to go to, and Queer Brook can have an event for 2 hours at that, and it'd be well attended and really fun, and during the daytime, you could do better at Manchester Pride.
Thank you. We need to black it up. Don't get me wrong, I was fucking living for Natasha Bedding, Feeling the Rain. I was singing my heart out to Unwritten. But then after, I had to beg for a crumb.
See, this is how I think. Because this might be a thing about me and you, okay? I was going to make this about all the black girls, but it's not true because some of them be stush and just if they ain't like it, they ain't like it. But with, for me and you, we will give you what you are asking for us when we can. Okay, so if you are giving us Natasha Bedingfield, I will give you my best vocals.
Correct.
I'll sing that house down. You ain't, Natasha Bedingfield would be that twice. Okay, you'd be looking at me and be like, oh, Natasha, you changed. I'd be like, yeah, I did. Okay, I'll give it to you. If you give it to that, I have often been in time where I have like, you know me, you can do an instance. I struggle.
I know.
I get beyond the phrase, if I know it's coming and I'm like, I'm going to hate the music, it's fine. I just get over the hump and then I'll give you what you asked of me because I'm not going to take up space in this place where somebody else could have been in here getting the time of their life and living because I'm their little moody boots. Ain't going to happen. So why is it I give you everything to whatever you do, but y'all can't, as an event, give me an hour or two somewhere hidden away where I get to listen to my girls, where I get to break it out, where I get to whine, where I get to twist my ankles and twist my hips. Why is that? It annoys me.
What was meant?
Can you cater to that audience as well?
Very da. And I think for the girls like Steph and everyone who was doing and, you know, really trying to push that for Pride, that was great. Don't get me wrong. The Swagger Street Party and, you know, and having that bashment night, it showed how much the community of Manchester, when it comes to whether you be black, gay, straight, whatever, the people that came together for that time on Saturday night, they went full send. So why are you missing the trick when it comes to diving into that kind of music and that energy? You're missing something here. So I'm gonna need you to retrain your brain for next year. See what worked this year, which you can see the black girls brought it, and think about bringing them in a hole. Don't just stick them in a fucking corner. Put them in the middle.
And book the DJs. You know who they
are. Thank you.
You know the nights that run. Book the girls. It ain't hard. Book the girls. Put them up like you would do every other girl. And thingy. Get them on stages doing all this extra stuff. I'm tired of it because it's like you would throw the event you want to throw. So if we're talking club night, right? You got a limited amount of space. You got a limited amount of rooms. As much as I always advocate that if you have four rooms, you should have four things going on.
Correct.
Okay. If you're not going to do that, then like, I mean, good luck to your house of trash. Have a great time. I ain't going to be there. But, you know, that's your thing. That's fine. If you are doing an event where you are saying, like, we are catering to the gay community of this area, so we're doing London Pride, we're doing Manchester Pride, we're doing whatever. Like, there is enough spaces and enough time and enough opportunity for you to give each of the groups a little thing. Yeah. A little thing. And also make, even if you've got other, like, DJs who are throwing an event, like Stacey, right? She throws her own event.
Love Stacey.
Turns it out.
Yeah.
But you can give it equal billing.
Exactly.
You can let us know as part of the program, like you can go to this if you are looking for this. Where's the black seminar track? Okay.
Thank you.
If I turn up and I like, I'm going to do Manchester Pride, but I want to do the blackest version of Manchester Pride possible. Where is my guidebook? Just let me know where I need to be and I will be. But, you know, they don't want to do that.
No.
They don't want to do that because, you know, we got to keep doing the same things. Mm. We got to play Rush by like 16 trillion times.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cute. I'll dance down to you as well. I'll make you have a good time.
Yeah.
But give me something along as that as well, please.
Correct. Before we get into a little thing, I just want to talk about the elephant in the room. You want to talk about the elephant in the room? Do you know what I'm talking about?
This could be a few things. So I'm interested to see where you're going to land.
Well, then there was a singer on a popular show who sang with the Queen and went over to America and came back and was like, oh, well, I brought the statement.
Yes.
Madam has made it onto Drag Race UK as a guest judge. So what, Alexandra Burke, honey? Did you see the Drag Race UK new guest judges have been revealed today?
I did see the guest judge reveal. I did like it. I'm very excited for Alexandra Burke.
I have to agree. I am here for... There are three people on there. I'm just like, I don't know who the fuck you are, but I'm glad you're here. Claudemir, I'm here for. I'm here for, what's his name? Edward from Vogue, the OBE. And of course, Carol, you're going to hate me for this, right? Do you know I used to call Carol Voldemort?
Carol Voldemort. You don't have to do it like that. Carol Voldemort. Carol seems to
because Voldemort and Voldemort are so close. I'm excited for this new... But I really wasn't expecting Drag Race to come this close in the year.
This season five?
Season five?
I'm going to have to watch. I might watch.
I don't know, but I'm honestly... There's one person who's a judge that I really, you remember when Joel Dermot dick leaked online?
Do I remember?
Ooh, that was a hot heated moment. Now he's a judge on the show. The gays are going to be gay. I could bet you a pound. His sex tape when he's having a wank on camera is going to show up again on the internet. You wait and see.
Girl, it never left. I'll send you a link if you like.
The girls. I am telling you now, Dan. Twitter was in its peak prime time when that video dropped online.
See, I came to this very late.
Oh, did you?
Very, very late. Yeah, but he did like a little stand-up thing about it, and I remember being like, I didn't know about this. So obviously, you know, get to searching.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it, and I was like. Mm. I mean,
I wouldn't say no.
I mean, who would you say no to?
The guy that plays Star-Lord kind of gives me the ick.
Yeah, the Chris Pratt. No,
yeah. He gives me the ick.
Yeah.
That's one person I'll say no to.
At least there's one.
Chris Evans could get it though.
Oh, Evans, Pine, Hemsworth.
Remember when his dick pic leaked as well? Ooh.
Yeah, he did that himself.
Oh,
I was like, look, Evans, Pine, Hemsworth, one after the other.
Mm.
Come in of the room, lead the room, send the next one in. We'll have ourselves a great time.
Not all the laundry loads for you.
look, if the Avengers need some release after a long day of saving the world, I am there for it.
After a long day of hooking. The training, like
the training, I love the session. I know what I'm doing.
Go on, what are you gonna tell me?
I don't know what I was gonna tell you. I got sidetracked.
All right. Before you remember this.
No. This is what I'm gonna tell you. But while we're on the topic, what has been your favorite leaked celeb nude?
It's hard because I have two.
Well, it's Shadow.
David Boreanaz from who plays Angel in Buffy. That was kind of hot.
Wait, what?
What? Dan, don't tell me you don't know about this.
Original Angel.
Original.
2000s platinum blonde hair Angel.
No.
Oh, I think it's Spike. Spike.
Not Spike. Angel.
Girl, the things Spike, Spike.
Mm.
Honestly, did Chris Evans, Hemsworth, Pine, you wait in the waiting room. Spike, 2000 Buffy, you first. Okay, and then I need you to go get some food because when these three are done, you'll come back and we're going to stay and watch movies. Oh my God, Spike. Ugh.
Well, my second favorite one because she couldn't suck dick to Lisa.
Miss Mom.
That was weak, honey.
We all watched it and we're like, this shouldn't even be controversial because you might as well, this is just you changing the channel. You are so bored. And I'm like, you are a full adult girl. If you don't want to suck the dick, you don't have to.
I found that funny because she couldn't do it. She could not suck dick for the life of her.
Oh, she could not. And I was like, you need some gay friends. You need a very close gay friend to talk you through the steps because...
Correct. Like, it's like, you remember like that scene in Guilt Trip where she shows her to hold the grapefruit? You need someone like that in your life.
Yeah, because, ooh. Oh, ma'am. That wasn't cute. Do you remember... Okay, so this is not my favorite, but this is the one that had the most, like, oh my God, impact on me. Do you remember Big Sean?
Yes, who used to date Ariana Grande.
Yeah, do you remember when his leaked?
Oof.
Because his leaked while he was with Ariana Grande. I was like, how in the ever-loving fuck is that getting inside that woman?
And she's petite.
She is tiny. She is the smallest person. And that is, it was like an arm. It was, and I was like, not, are you telling me?
It was given Bojack Horseman.
I've now just discovered that Ariana Grande might be into fisting. Because if she can take that, it ain't too much of a jump. So, yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
I mean, just physically a lot.
I remember seeing this, yeah.
I can't, who else has news leaked that I saw? Because, you know, you just be on Twitter and then they just, like, they appear in front of you, like, wow.
There was one I really enjoyed, but he's dead now, and I feel really bad. But it was kind of hot.
Why is a dead girl's penis on your phone?
It was Aaron Carter from Backstreet Boys' brother, Nick Carter's brother. It was kind of, the comp shot was cute.
He's just always been a bit too, like, crackhead. To be like hot. There's a level of crackheadedness that is fun, right?
Yeah, but you
in
know
the
that,
aesthetics.
That's
but he
like,
was just
that's kind of
yeah. He was a bit too damaged.
I know, but
he was just a bit for me to be like, oh, this is fun. When actually, it's like it's not fun. There's another one. I don't know that his news leaked because he basically did porn. But did you ever watch The Real World? And there was a guy on it called like Spence. Was he called Spencer on The Real World?
Yeah.
I think that was his name. He used to just be throwing ass. Just throwing it back. And I was like, how?
Do you know what?
Is his name Spencer or was his name like Tate or something? Dustin Zito.
Oh, yeah. I know
he was on The Real World, Las Vegas.
I know who you're on about. But you know who was a big dick as well? And when it leaked, I was like, oh, I would. Remember when Dappy's photo leaked?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not. Dappy, just even if I would have come across, it's just nothing. Just not for me. Absolutely not for me.
I will tell you though, I wouldn't say it was a leak photo, but do you remember when the game's picture of him in the underwear leaked? And I was like,
I don't remember this one either.
Okay, so hit that Google real quick and just put The Game blue underwear.
Okay, well, you close out the show. And I'll go Google and I'll have myself a fun night tonight.
Well, no, I need to see your reaction while you're on.
No, we're ending the show. You can close the show.
So this has been the Love Brown Gaze for another week of niceness, dramas, and bulges because we had nothing better to do but talk about penises this week because we are those kind of people. And you listen because here you are on a Thursday. Right, let's get out of here. You can find me, it's Nick Charles, on X, Treads, Spotify, wherever the fuck you listen to your podcast, you can find Dan James LDN on FeedFinder, XTube, and Pornhub.
Please search me out on Seek an Arrangement. The summer's been long.
You selling feed pics now?
I'll say anything. You want a picture? You have a picture on my feet? You can have it. You want a picture on my ear? I don't care. You can have whatever you want. You can keep it. Also, oh my God, this picture? I mean, he's never offering, but... The game better not bring this near me.
I like my inside, thank you very much.
You don't. I know your history. I like mine.
You know what that dick reminds me of? You know the claw from Story Story? The claw. It just like grabs and just pulls out your inside. That's what I'm getting from that dick.
Bye.
Not the claw.
I have been chosen. He must leave.